The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 18th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Jnana Vairagya Juktena Bhakti Juktena Cha Atmana Paripasyati Udasinam Prakitim Cha Atojasam. The conditioned state of life means influence of material nature. When we are very much influenced by the material nature, we have already discussed guna, karanam guna sangas. Material nature means the three gunas, three material qualities, ignorance, passion, and goodness. Goodness is better than the other two qualities, ignorance and passion. But mostly, especially in this age, they are conducted or influenced by the modes of ignorance and passion. People do not know what is the aim of life. Just like they are called Shudras. Shudras means they do not know what is the aim of life. Just like animal. Animal does not know what is the aim of life. That is ignorance. And passion is power, creative power, or working for sense gratification. That is called passion. And goodness means knowledge. One can see what is what. We have discussed in the last verse how one becomes liberated. Tadapuruso atmanam kevalam prakite param nirantaram sanga jyoti animanam akhanditam anu. We are minute particle of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mamai vamsa jiva bhuta. We are not Krishna, but Krishna's part, minute part. That minute part also we have discussed, 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair. Kesagra satabhagasya satatha kalpitasya. So when we realize this, that I am not God, but I am godly. I have got the quality of God. I have given the example also, just like the sea, and the drop of water of the sea. So chemically, the drop of water of the sea is the same quality. There is no change of taste or other chemical composition. Similarly, we should understand fully that we are simply qualitatively one with God. But quantitatively, God is great and we are very minute part. This is self-realization. Therefore, part and parcel, mamaivamsa jiva bhuta, the all living entities, Krishna says, they are my part and parcel. Part and parcel, we have several times explained, just like in my body, there are different parts. But the business of the part is to satisfy the central point stomach. The leg is working, the hand is working, the eyes, the ears, everyone is working. Why working? To satisfy the stomach. The Hindi, there is a pet caste. So similarly, we should work for Krishna. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore, we should work for Krishna. I can repeat the same story again. udarendriyana, the indriyas, the different parts of the body, because they are working hard, and the stomach within the abdomen, he is simply eating. So they went on strike. We shall no more work. This part is only simply, this man is simply eating, and we are working. We shall not work. They stopped work. The indriyas, they stopped work. So gradually they became weak. So when next meeting, they saw that we have become weak, therefore again decided that let us supply food to the stomach. This is sense. So these godless societies, these asceticism society, which has forgotten that we have to serve Krishna, that is called dharmasaglani. When the society forgets Krishna and stops Krishna's service, that is called dharmasaglani. Real dharma means the characteristic. Dharma does not mean some rules and regulations. So, just like sugar, the characteristic of sugar is to become sweet. The characteristic of chili means to become hot. If sugar becomes hot and chili becomes sweet, then nobody cares for it. Similarly, our characteristic is to serve Krishna. And when we serve anything other than Krishna, that is our disease condition of life. Just like this hand is meant for picking up something eatable and put it into the mouth. If it is unable to do it, then it is diseased. If the fingers and hand cannot pick up nice foodstuff and put into the mouth, then it is diseased condition. Similarly, when we are unable to serve Krishna, or we do not serve Krishna, we are serving, that is a fact. We cannot become master. Nobody, can anyone say that he is master, he is not serving anyone? Everyone is serving, that's a fact. Either you are serving your family, or society, or country, or office, or so many services. If anyone hasn't got to serve anything, then he picks up a master, a cat and dog, and serves it. Because service is my nature. But we are missing where to put the service. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. So when we understand that we are missing, we are serving, but we are having no pleasure. Kamadinam kutidha na kutidha pallita dunnidis. We are serving, instead of serving Krishna, I am serving my lusty desires. Kama lovadi. If I go to serve any office, I am not going to serve that particular person, proprietor of the office, but I require some money, therefore I am serving. So I am serving the money, not the person. That way he says, kama lobha, lobha. We serve, the service must be, Krishna is the master. Ekola ishwar Krishna arsa bhritta. Only master is Krishna. And anyone, or demigods, or man, or animal, or trees, or anything, they're all servants. This is the position. And when one realizes this position, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, particle, part and parcel of Krishna, my duty is to serve Krishna, then it is called self-realization. Not that aham brahmasmi, I become Bhagavan. How you can become Bhagavan? If you are Bhagavan, if you are actually the supreme powerful, then why you are in miserable condition under Maya? Does Bhagavan comes under Maya? No. Krishna says, Mama Maya. Maya is the med servant of Krishna. And we are servant of Maya. So how we can become Maya? Bhagavan? This is common sense. Had I been Bhagavan, then why I become servant of Maya? Therefore, we are engaged in the service of Maya in so many phases and different names. Somebody serving country, somebody serving society, somebody serving family, office, this, that, so many. This is Maya's service. Now, when you come to our senses, that I am so long I was engaged in Maya's service, now I have to engage myself in Krishna's service. That is self-realization. That is described, yeah. Jnana-vairāga-yukti. Jnana-vairāga. This is knowledge. That I am servant of Krishna. I am nobody's servant. This is jnana. Because I am in illusion. I am for nothing, without any benefit. And serving so many kāmādīnāṁ kutidāna kutidā pālitā dhimmidesha kāmu-lobhā. I am serving this kām, lobh, moho, māsajya, but without any benefit, without any pleasure. So when we come to this stage to know, that is called jñāna. And as soon as you become jñāni, actually, in knowledge, then what is the next step? Vairāgya. No more I am serving anyone. I shall serve only Krishna. That's all. This is called vairāgya. Jñāna, vairāgya. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, Vāsudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayodita janayati asu vairāgyam jñānam ca hitukam. If one is engaged in the service of Vāsudeva, Krishna, this knowledge also comes, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahunam janmanam ante jñānavān māṁ prabhadyate. After many, many births, if one is actually jñāni, seeking after knowledge, then he comes to this conclusion. What is this? Vāsudeva sarvam iti. Sa mahatma sudha. This is mahatma. No, anyone who is defying Krishna and is trying to become Krishna, he is not mahatma, he is duratma. Mahatma means Vāsudeva sarvam iti. And knowing this, māṁ prabhadyate. That is mahatma. Don't mistake mahatma. Who is mahatma? What is the symptom of mahatma? Mahatmanastamāṁ pārtha daivi prakriti māsita bhajanti ananyamana so yatta bhūta adimabhyam. He is mahatma. He cannot manufacture mahatma. This is the qualification of mahatma. Vāsudeva sarvam iti. Who knows that Krishna is everything. Krishnastu bhagavān svayam. He is mahatma. And his business is mahatmanastamāṁ pārtha daivi. He is under the daivi prakriti. There are two kinds of prakritis. Para-prakriti and apara-prakriti. Apara-prakriti means this material world. And daivi prakriti is the spiritual world. So immediately, as soon as he understands this philosophy of life, that I am uselessly serving this material world or the society, friendship, country and so on and so on, without serving Krishna, that is called jnana, knowledge. And as soon as one comes to this knowledge is, that position is called Brahma-bhūta state, Brahma-realization. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-bhūta prasanna-atma. Na sūcati na kāṅkati. As soon as one comes to this platform of knowledge, then he becomes prasanna-atma. Oh, why I am serving this nonsense? I forgot that I am spirit, soul, minute particle of Krishna. My business is to serve Krishna. Just like I have already explained. Part and parcel means serving the whole. That is called part and parcel. Any example you can take in office, there are so many workers, but they are working for satisfaction of the whole. Similarly, the whole is Krishna. anything, we individually, or anything, they are meant for Krishna's satisfaction. Ishavasamidam sarvam, Upanishad. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Anyone who has understood that everything belongs to Krishna, Isha. Isha means Krishna. Isha or Ishara. There are so many Isharas or Isha. But Ishara, real Ishara, is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanna. There are many Isharas or Ishas. That is all right. But nobody is greater than me. That is Krishna. Krishna is the Bhagavan Sahaja. So, this is gap. So as soon as one comes to this conclusion, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am Krishna's part and parcel, I have got the same quality as Krishna has got, but He is Prabhu, I am servant. He is master and I am servant. This is perfect knowledge. Then jnana vairagya yuktena, bhakti yuktena. So bhakti means when one has attained real jnana. Without real jnana, nobody can become bhakta. The foolish person says the bhakti is meant for a jnani, a less intelligent. No. Bhakti is meant for the most intelligent person. Because bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mahamprabhadat. You become experienced, very, very experienced, after many, many years. See, it is not many, many years, but many, many births. One actually becomes jnani. And what is that jnana? Vasudeva sarvamiti. That is jnana. So long you cannot understand Krishna or Vasudeva, you should understand yourself that you are still fool. You may advertise yourself as very jnani, but you are fool. That is the Shastri conclusion. Because if you are actually jnani, then you should have surrendered to Krishna. That is also stated in another place in the Bhagavad Maya aparita jnana. Namana duskitanam mudha prapadante naradhama maya aparita jnana asuri bhavamasita. Who does not surrender to Krishna? These classes are men. What is that? Duskritinam. Always acting sinful activities. Because those who are sinful, they cannot understand Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamante. Or jesham antakatam papam. One who is completely free from papa, he can surrender to Krishna. He can be engaged in devotional service. So to become free from papa, sinful life, one may say, then it will take many years. Because jesham antakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Unless we act piously, it is not possible to become free from impious or sinful life. But there is very simple process. What is that process? Krishna says that process. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja ahaṁ tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhasyami. Ahaṁ tvā sarva-pāpebhyo mokkhasyami. If you simply surrender to Krishna, sarva-dharmā, there are many dharmas or many activities or functions. Some of them are pious or some of them are impious. There are two kinds. The Krishna says you give up, pious and impious, both. That is sarva dharma. Because we are acting piously or impiously. So you can give up both pious activities and impious activities. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was thinking that fighting with my brother, it is impious. So, Krishna was insisting that you must fight. So, how Arjuna could take impious activities? Because Krishna's service is above these pious and impious activities. That is called sarvadharman parityajya. They say the gopis went to Krishna at midnight by simply hearing the flute of Krishna. So, young girl going to Krishna at midnight, this is impious activities. According to Shastra, according to moral, it is impious activity. But because it was done for Krishna, it is understood as the most pious. Who recommends? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramma kachi dupasana brajabadhu bargabhija kalpita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has sannyasi, was very, very strict. No woman could come near him to offer respect. He was very strict about woman. And now he is saying, Ramma kachi dupasana brajabadhu bargabhija kalpita. What can be more wonderful process of worship that as it was conceived by the gopis, the six Goswamis also. Gopi bhava rasam mritardhi lahari kallol magnau moho bande rupa sanatana ragujugo sri jiva gopalako. So, although it looks apparently that gopis went to Krishna to dance with him, that is not very moral, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that is the highest method of worshipping Krishna. So this requires jnana. Therefore, this is called transcendental knowledge. How serving Krishna one becomes transcendental to all these pious and impious activities, that requires knowledge. Mahanchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jase sagunan samati taitan varma bhuyakal. Pious and impious, piety and impious, they are within these material gunas, qualities, good and bad. And Krishna's service is transcendent, above good and bad. So that is called real knowledge, and if one is fortunate enough to understand this knowledge, then immediately he becomes detached to this material pious and impious activities. Bhakti parishanubhava virakti annatrasya. That is called vairagya. Jnana vairagya. Bhakti. Yuktena. Without bhakti, there cannot be jnana and vairagya. Actually, the human life is meant for jnana and vairagya. For two things. Otherwise, we remain animal. The animal cannot attain any jnana, neither animal can attain any vairagya. That is animal qualification. But a human being, he has the opportunity to come to the stage of jnana and vairagya. Jnana means to understand that I am not this material body, I do not belong to this material body, I am spirit soul, I am part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Spirit, and I belong to the spiritual world. Therefore, my business is to finish this material world business and go back to home, back to God. This is the knowledge. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna. If you have to go somewhere, we must know where we are going. And because we are serving here, now another program has to be made to serve Krishna and live there in the spiritual world. So, we have to understand Krishna very nicely. And if you can understand Krishna, janma karma me dibbam, jo janati tattva. To understand Krishna in truth, that is not very easy task. That is very, very difficult task. Even the muktas cannot understand Krishna. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhai. Siddhi means mukti. Liberation. Kaschidyadati. Who is trying for liberation? Nobody is trying. But still, there are somebodies who are trying for liberation. So, Krishna says, jatatamapi siddhana. After being liberated, those who are trying to understand Krishna, some of them can understand Krishna in truth. Tattva. Therefore, you have to understand Krishna tattva. What is Krishna? If you can understand Krishna, janma karma me dibbam, Krishna says, that if you can understand me, how I come here, how I come, I play the part of a human being and teach the whole world Bhagavad Gita, what is my mission, why I come, everything, where is my residence, what is my father's name. People are searching after God, but God is canvassing. Please understand me, here I am. But people not understand. What God will help you? How can you help? He says everything. Now I come from my Vaikuntha or spiritual world. Yada yada hi dharma sagnani bhavati bharata tada atmanam sijamaham. At that time I come. And I teach. And what do I teach? Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhaja. This is dharma. Dharmam tu sākṣāt bhagavat praṇītam. Dharma means the law given by God. That is dharma. You cannot make Hindu dharma, just like you cannot make any law. This is, suppose the government is there. Now you cannot say that we Hindus, we have made this law. We Muslims, we have made this law. We Parsis, we have made this law. No. What all law is given by the government, you have to accept. Either you are Hindu, Muslim or Christian, and it doesn't matter. Therefore, dharma means to accept the law of God. Not that you manufacture something. Therefore, in the Bhagavad it is said, dharma prodhita koita bhatva, or cheating time of dharma, is rejected, kicked out. Because real dharma is what is given by God. And what God says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam. This is real dharma. This is the real dharma. So, we have to learn this, what Krishna says. We have to understand Krishna by tattva, by truth. Then we become liberated. That is called gyan, vairagya. And as soon as you become learned, scholar about Krishna, then you become immediately detached to this material world. And jnana vairagya yuktena bhakti yuktena. Then real bhakti begins. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannātmā nasochati nakāṅkhati samas sarveshu bhūtesu mad bhakti labhate parāṁ. Bhakti begins there, where jnana vairāgya is complete. Not that foolish person, but one can say that in your society there are not many very learned scholars. No, there are learned scholars, but even there are fools. Just like the children, a child, he also chants and dances. So, he will attain this jnana and vairagya. The other day I was asking the boy, he's not very learned scholar. So I asked him, what is Krishna? He immediately said, the Supreme Personality of God. That is jnana vairagya result. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prabuddhat. He has already got the knowledge. What you have to learn it? Now, after many, many births, a child, a boy has already learned. Here is the boy. He says, the Supreme Personality of God. Then what is that? Similarly, instead of endeavoring jnana and vairagya artificially, you accept what Krishna says. Immediately becomes jnani and vairagya. Immediately. Though our Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that even a child can be on the highest position of jnana and vairagya. If he takes the word of Krishna by association, good association, sangat sanjayate kama. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving chance to people to take the advantage of association of jnani and vairagya. Not fools and rascals, but jnani and vairagya. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Bhakti yuktena chātmana. Then what is there? Parishvasyati udāsinam prakitiṁ pratikiṁ ca hatoujasam. Now prakiti has no more any influence. No more attraction for cinema. No. No more attraction for cigarette. You see practically. These are young men from Europe and America. because they have taken to Krishna consciousness, they have no more any attraction for meat eating, cigarette or cinema. No. This is called vairag. How they attain this vairag? Only for this bhakti. Bhakti jukti. So, the real purpose of life is to attain jnana and vairag. This is meant for human life. Because we are suffering in this material condition on account of ignorance, no jnana. I am not this body, but I am thinking I am this body. I am American. I am not actually so. I am thinking American. I am Pakistani. I am Hindustani. I am fighting. This whole world is going on this again. Because I am not this body, but the whole world is being conducted. This again. And there is no vairagya, very much attached, the so-called family, society, love, and everything will be finished as soon as this body is finished. No more love, no more family, no more attraction. So, this is going on. A gap and attachment. Moho, illusion. Ata griha chetra sutartha vittai janasya mohoyam ahangamameti. So, this ahangamameti, this is a gap. So, when one is jnani, then this influence of material nature, ahangamameti, will be reduced. To need, that is to say, prakritiṃ ca tojasaḥ. Now, no more prakriti can disillusion me, that I am this body, and in bodily relation, everything is mine. This ajñāna, ignorance, is immediately mitigated, and he becomes free. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā. Then I do not belong to all these things, why am I falsely inclined to all these things? So it will come. How? This bhakti-yukte-na. If you take to bhakti-yoga, these things are told. Vāsudevi bhagavati bhakti-yoga-prayajata janayati-yāsu vairāgyam jñānañca-haitam. How he becomes so powerful jñāni? It is very difficult to understand. How a small boy, and he is saying, Krishna, the Supreme Personality. Not only he. Even a small child, there is another small child, only 5 years old, he goes to preach. You know what is Krishna? And somebody says, no, I do not. The Supreme Personality. Anyway, he has not. That is God. But that is a fact. I may not know to analyze what is fire. But my father has said, this is fire, don't touch it, it will burn. So that's all right. He may be child, but he has got the real knowledge. Similarly, by hearing process, Sauta Parampara, Evang Parampara Pratam Yangarajar Sayavit. If you go to the process of disciplic succession, hearing from the authorities, you may be fool, I may be fool, but because I am hearing from the authority, my knowledge is perfect. My knowledge is perfect. Just like I may be imperfect. I don't say that I am perfect, but I am speaking to the whole world. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. The same thing, as the child says, as the boy says, I am also saying the same thing. But it is becoming effective, because this is the fact. This is the fact. I don't make any miracles or create any gold or this or that. No, these boys and girls, they are captivated to me, not by miracles, but by chanting Hare Krishna. Because this is the fact. So, Krishna consciousness is not very difficult thing. You try to understand Krishna, janma karma me dibbam, jo janati tattata, takta dehang punar janma naiti. This will be the effect. If you simply try to understand Krishna by this Krishna consciousness movement, he can understand by chanting only Hare Krishna mantra. But if you think yourself that you are very learned scholar, scientist and philosopher, we have got dozens of books like this we can read and try to understand Krishna. Simply by understanding Krishna, you will be successful in your life. Thank you very much.